This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 242 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on our River of Crap, as I like to call it, and we are reviewing some action movies that maybe weren't so well received. And we're letting you know, maybe they're misunderstood. Maybe they're good. So far, we're 0 for 2. They were sucky. But maybe this is the one, Alex. We're doing a little bit of Ultraviolet from 2006, starring Mila Jovovich, who's in a bunch of movies we like, right? I mean, well, maybe not a bunch. Some movies we like. And so we're going to get into that now. Before we do, I already know the answer, but we'll let the people at home again. First time watch for you?
So this is a first time watch. I do own it on Blu-ray. Now, the reason why, and I never seen it, is because this... So when Blu-rays first came out, Sony gave you like a 5 free movie. You mail it in and then they send you 5 films.
Oh, yeah.
Ultraviolet was one of the free ones that came when you buy like a $600 Blu-ray at the time when they first came out. That's the way I see. But I never got to see the movie. I owned it, but I never, ever got to see the film.
So you just never got around. So it's been sitting there on your shelf for like 15 years.
Yeah, collecting dust.
All right, yeah. I don't own this movie. I thought I might have had it digitally, but I didn't. And it was on Tubi, but I don't like watching stuff with ads, so I rented it for $3.99. So I paid $4, and I'll leave that there. So let's go ahead and talk about the scores. Let's talk about some Rotten Tomatoes scores, and then we're going to get right into it. So this one, of course, if it's on this month, that means this is going to be low. And of course, the critic score for this, 9. Got a 9%. Pretty low. This is the shocking. This one's shocking to me. The audience score is 30%. Now, I know that's low. That's not good. But it still seems too high. Am I wrong here? Or?
No, you're not wrong. That's okay. Way too high. That's like 100.
It may as well be 100.
Yeah, it may as well be fresh.
This thing, 30%. You're telling me 3 out of every 10 people like this movie? Well, the ones who reviewed it. So, but you know what? No spoilers. Maybe me and Alex liked it. I don't know. I don't know if he liked it. He hasn't seen it in ever. So, Alex, I'm going to let you go first. Take it away with our lead character, of course, Mila Jovovich. Violet?
Her name is Violet. Yeah.
Violet. Yeah. So what did you think?
She was horrible. Horrible. Like, she got a 1. I gave her a 1. Her character was so uninteresting. I never thought in a million years. I mean, first of all, she's gorgeous. She's beautiful. My Blu-ray looked like shit. Like, when I tell you look like shit, it was foggy as fuck when I was watching this movie.
No, that's how the movie looks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. This was like on a 280p, bro, because this looked horrible. Again, Mia Jovovich, she's not an Oscar award-winning actress.
No.
But this movie showed a lot of flaws that she got. Because besides her whipping ass, which I was like, okay, that's pretty cool, her acting is god awful. This shit reminded me of Resident fucking Evil when she started to go, there was a virus that spread through the earth. And I got bit by someone.
Bit by a spider.
Yeah.
And now I'm like,
I was like, don't tell me it's the same thing. They were creating a biological hazard here. And someone nicked his finger. And all of a sudden, this happened.
We're all
and
vampires.
I was just like, yeah, now they all fucking vampire. First of all, I did not know there were vampires until the ending. Because their prosthetics, again, the video was so awful. I did not know what the hell their teeth were. I didn't even know she was a vampire, bro. That's how horrible it is. Now, in terms of freaking, oh my God, I can't continue because this shit is so stupid. I gave it a 1. I don't even want to know why I'm talking. It's a 1.
All right. Well, okay, Violet. So she is a character that is in this. Well, it's supposed to be like post-apocalyptic, but it looks super clean and nice in this city. Like, it looks very futuristic and it's not that bad, for, you know, the look of it, unless you have that blood disease, then forget about it. You're no good. So she basically is a character who had a kid or was pregnant with a kid, and then she got the virus and then died. Then she pretends to be a courier and she finds out that she's carrying a... a boy in a lunchbox. It's like, It's like a full-sized boy, and she opens the lunchbox, and the boy is in there.
Well, you forgot to mention that they did experiments on her.
Yeah, yeah.
With her being pregnant.
Yeah, that's why she was experimented on, so she got a grudge. You find all this out, like, pretty early, and she opens the lunchbox, the kid is in there, she's like, oh, shoot, I gotta keep this
water.
Kid. Yeah,
in
it's
water.
Floating in this magical water. It's like CGI water. Then, anyway, that's all you get as far as character. She used to be pregnant. They did experiments on her. Now she's mad. That's it. There's literally nothing else. There's no love interest. The bond you're supposed to get is with her and the boy, because he's like, you know, the kid she never had or whatever. Yeah. But it's pretty weak. Like, it's not. And this kid, this kid was in like every movie around this time. He was in Running Scared. He was in X-Men 3. He was in this. And he always just plays a little kid that does that same face like that. Every
movie.
He
doesn't
even
talk.
He doesn't. He plays the same role in 2006 and 2007. He's in every movie. Go back and look. Cameron Bright is his name, by the way. If you're listening at home and you want to look it up, that kid was in everything. So I gave her a one. I agree with you. It's just a horrible, it's just like a nothing role. Now, Mila, her acting in this is just bad. Like, I don't know. I don't think she's great, but go watch The Fifth Element and then tell me she can't act. She can act. That's a weird role. She got to talk in another language and do all this facial expression. Like, Luc Besson got a lot out of her. This movie, she's so, like, all her line delivery is horrible. She just talks like this. Very monotone. Never has any inflection. The virus, it's in me. I'm going to fight them. I'm going to kill you. Stuff like that. That's how she talks. I will say she's great in the action scenes. She always has been. So on the physical front, I give her a good score. But we're scoring the character. It's a one. It's just as horrible. It's what did you expect in a movie like this? All right. Main villain. His name was like Archduke Francis Ford Coppola or something like some nonsense. What? I don't know. What'd you think of him?
That's another one. This dude. When you have a character that has nasal plugs, you know you're in for a fucking movie, bro. And he sounded horrible. Like, you thought she had a bad monotone? He was the opposite. Yeah. I mean, well, he's been in a lot of movies. I mean, he was one of the main villains in X-Files. He was good character, too, in X-Files. He was really, he was like a serial killer.
He can
killer.
Act also, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he can really act. Hmm. I just don't know what that, like, the director wrote this movie.
Yeah,
I
Kurt think
this, yeah, this dude must have been in his last movie because it was horrible. But yeah, this guy, yeah, he's just weird. Like, he's a germaphobe. Like, who carries cups of tea with them? Like, that's sealed. This dude whipped out a bat. This dude whipped out, dude. I'm going to end it with this because I just can't.
His name was Daxus, by the way.
Daxus.
By the way, yeah.
This dude had a big-ass pack of ratios or whatever it's called. The silver thingy, the ratio, whatever it's called that you eat. He had a big-ass bag in his tuxedo. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck can you fit that? Like, this dude really walked into a room and went, and he was just like, well, Violet, remember when we did whatever? And he's just pouring out the fucking cups with, like, things on top. And then he's like, oh.
Maybe it was hidden, like, how they have their bullets just, like, fall out of their wrist. Like,
that was pretty cool, though.
I'm just saying you could hide stuff in the future. I don't know. Maybe it's.
I guess.
Yeah. He's got a magic Barney pocket.
Yeah. I just thought he was god awful. But, like, he had no purpose for the film. Like, it was just a waste of villain. He sucked. I don't know. I mean, they did fight. They had a cool fight, I guess. But he still sucked ass. So I gave him a one.
Yeah, I agree. I thought, I'll save it for action. But their fight, it looked pretty cool. But you're right. It's like just another nothing burger here with the main villain. Nothing burger, man. It's just, it's a burger that's just two breads and nothing in the middle of it. Like, horrible. Yeah. I agree with everything you said. I mean, first of all, he's not even in the movie a lot. Another movie where we get a villain who's like off screen most of the time. Then of course you have like these, they have to fill the time. So she fights 1 million henchmen and nameless, faceless soldier guys. She makes all those Asian dudes shoot each other on the roof. So she fights a bunch of Asians. Then there's her own kind, her vampire people who, like, you know, betray her. So she's dealing with all this other stuff so that the main villain could just show up at the very end, pretty much. And I hate when movies do that, honestly. I think it's lazy. Like, if you got a villain that you think is strong, show him more, you know, give us some insight into his character. But no, you get nothing here. I gave him a one. He's very stupid. And then it turns out he's the one who started the whole thing. He's the one who like nicked his finger on the little thing, and he had long hair, like long greasy hair, and he's like, I'm actually also a vampire. It's like, oh my god, come on, what a stupid reveal.
I'm also
you're a vampire? So am I. And then they, and then, oh my god, like, he hates them, but he is one. It's one of those. So very trash. I'll still give it a one. All right, now I'll be honest with you, this is the only one I'm holding out any hope for points. Let's see. Maybe not. What'd you think of the action?
I gave it a one. This is why. It does have a lot of plenty of action. The problem is the way the action was shot is horrible. Like, I didn't know what, most of the time, I didn't know what was going on. Like, when she was putting bullets in her gun, the first time she did it, I just heard it. I didn't see it because the cameras were so bad. First of all, the image, again, got awful. That image, I never seen a movie that was frosted white the whole fucking time.
It was a Krispy Kreme glaze.
It was Krispy Kreme, bro. It was frosted white, bro. It was like unwatchable fucking movie. Like, this is the first movie out of 242 that I did not see what was happening. And it was just a white fucking frosted image right in front of me. It was god awful. The fight sequences were horrible, especially when she was punching them and they were shattering like glass. Mm-hmm. I was like, where was going? Like, were they robots? Then next thing you know, they're vampires. And then I don't know what the hell was going on. Like, that shit was annoying, dude. Then they were running through the staircase. Then she went up to the roof. And then in the roof. Okay, this is how I'm going to end it, because I just can't no more with this stupid fucking movie. When all those dudes surrounded her, right? And all of a sudden you hear, and then they're all bleeding and you see blood coming off her knife. And I said, like, what the fuck happened? Like, She killed all of them. She's so fast. She killed them that we couldn't see it. Cause I was like, I mean, the damn frosted look that we have, we can't see it anyway. So you could have did something cool. Like, shit like that is what got me really mad. And I was just like, this, I mean, the last sequence was good between her and the villain. I'm going to give him credit on that. When they turn on the fire with the sword, and I was like, okay, this is actually cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I was like, that was cool. But honestly, I couldn't. I was like, nah. I was like, yo, an hour 50, an hour 30 or whatever the movie was of just pure nothing. I mean, she's riding on walls upside down, bro, with a fucking motorcycle.
With a PS3 motorcycle.
Oh my God. When she jumped into the fucking helicopter.
Yeah.
How horrible that looked. Oh my God. Anyway, I don't even want it.
So most of this movie looks like a PS3 cutscene. Like, yes. If you're playing a video game and then there's a cutscene that's like cinematic, that's, this movie looks like that.
A PS1.
I know it's 2000. Yeah. I know it's 2006. I saw other movies that came out, like Transformers came out in 2007. That looks like, you know, let's not talk about effects is what I'm saying. Like, they existed where they didn't have to look like this. Sin City was almost all green screen. It came out in 2004. So this is horrible. Like, it looks horrible. I hate to do this. I do. It hurts. But I gave it a 2 only because I did like the last fight. I thought visually it was the coolest looking thing. There's a lot of action. So I'm scoring it on quantity. In this one case, I'll give it the point because, like, if you're just like a diehard action junkie, like you don't care about anything else, it does have a lot. Like, there's minimal talking. There's barely any talking, to be honest with you. It's almost action scene and then action scene and action scene and action scene. So I will give them credit for that, but I'm only giving them one credit. So it's a 2, but it looks horrible. It all looks like super, it goes beyond looking fake. Like, it looks fake, like a fake version of a fake movie. If that makes any sense. Like,
no, I know what you mean. It's like Tropic Thunder.
Like a photocopy of a photocopy of a movie. It looks terrible. And this director, Kurt Wimmer, he did Equilibrium, which has some super cool action scenes in it. I think he made that movie. It had a cult following and people, and they were like, you know what? Let's give this guy a chance with a little bit more budget and he made this turd. So it's very bad, very horrible. I did give it the 2 for the quantity though. And the last fight is legitimately, it is visually cool, honestly. But it's the only thing that's visually cool. Besides Mila, she looks great in the whole movie. So, yeah. But other than that, it is... I'll end with this. The scene that cracked me up the most. The scene that cracked me up the most is when she's on the roof with all the Asian guys. The guy, it like goes into her glasses and like goes out and it shows him in his glasses. And then he shoots the gun and it comes out in slow motion. She dodges it like this. And then it hits the other guy. And then she literally dodges so many bullets that all the guys shoot each other. Like, yeah. They all shoot each other. And I'm in my head, I'm like, if one of them just walked up close to her and like put the gun on her, they could have just shot her. But no, they kept trying to shoot from far, even seeing that they're shooting each other, and they just keep shooting and keep shooting. And that is pretty much this movie in a nutshell. They just keep shooting, they kill each other, and you just suffer for it. So, okay, I already know, but let's talk about the storyline.
Oh boy. This is a one. Look, first of all, no, I mean, all jokes aside and stuff, once the storyline started to go like Resident Evil, you knew you were in a bad way. You're like, okay, I'm in for a freaking treat here. It's not good. Dude, it's not even comprehensive. And I used a big ass word right now. It's not even comprehensive that it's a vampire. These guys are vampires.
True.
Let's be honest. Like, I mean, maybe she said a word that I must have skipped or something. But other than that, there's no way in this movie that you could tell me you saw them as vampires, because they did not. Maybe them moving so fast and doing all this shit, I will say, okay, you know what, fine.
With blood, and they call them like hemophages. So I was like, that's what sounds like blood. I guess they're vampires. Yeah. And then a couple of them have fangs.
Yeah, some of them have fangs. But the thing is like, this movie has no blood. Like, not so ever. Even when she's slicing them with the swords, had no blood. She's shooting them, there's no blood. So for me, like, I couldn't distinguish they were vampires. The storyline is not even engaging as hell. You didn't see her getting tortured. You didn't see her getting experimented on. It's just a weird ass fucking movie that I was like, I literally wasted time. Like, this is the first time I can say, I mean, Rollerball, we can say whatever we want with Rollerball. I was entertained at least with the damn thing. It has some funny ass moments.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a great movie. I'm just saying there was some parts.
Somehow more entertaining than some other horrible movies.
Yes, and this one is just straight up. I mean, I was enjoying. I mean, you know what? This movie makes Bangkok Dangerous a masterpiece, because this movie is straight ass, bro. Like, the storyline is ass. So I gave it a one. This movie's not good.
You know, you used a word that is in the little, it's funny, in the little Rotten Tomatoes critics consensus, it says, an incomprehensible and forgettable sci-fi thriller. Ultraviolet is inept in every regard. And that's a perfect word for it. This movie's inept in everything it does. Every single decision it makes is wrong. Every single shot that they choose is wrong. Every performance is wrong. Like, it's just, it's horrible. And like you said, if you're not super paying attention, which to have to put that much attention into a movie this stupid is like annoying, first of all.
Yeah.
And even if you're not, you won't know what's going on in this horrible pile of crap. So like, why is this kid in that lunchbox? How did they get him in there? How does a whole body fit in that little thin thing? Like, I can't help it. I forgot that part happens. Like, I forgot. Because I saw this in the theater when I was a teenager. And I hated it then. Like, this was my first time seeing it since I was 19. Because even 19-year-old me, who had questionable taste, was like, this movie's not very good. So, yeah, the storyline is terrible. It is a ripoff of, like, Resident Evil. It feels like, you know, the Coke Zero version of Resident Evil.
Underworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's those movies it doesn't have the R rating, so it's not as violent, you know. If this, at least when she sliced all those dudes with the sword, if like blood sprayed everywhere, I'd probably give the action a 3, because at least there's like blood, but no, it's all sanitized and horrible and a 1. All right, overall.
The 1. I mean, I wanted to see the light at the end of the tunnel with this movie, but you couldn't. It's a piece of shit. Literally, it's a piece of shit. Like, it's not watchable crap. It's not enjoyable. Literally, it's a waste of film. It's not fun to sit through at all. The picture quality is god-awful. The sound quality is god-awful. The acting across the board is god-awful. And they have some good actors in this movie, which is the main lead and the main villain. Other than that, everyone else looks like they got them from a Netflix B film, because other than that, it's a god awful film from beginning to end. The score is garbage. Yeah. The CGI is horrendous. Oh, and it has the guy who saves her, and he's a pretty big actor. He was in The Dark Knight. He played one of the mom guys.
William Fichtner. He's the only actor who's really not horrible in this.
Yeah, he was actually believable. He was the one that was like in love with her. I mean, who wouldn't? She changes her hair color. Still looks good.
Yeah. She was fine, that's for sure.
But yeah, I gave it a one. What you got?
Yeah, I have the same exact score as you. It's a one. The movie is very terrible. It's not entertaining, like you said. It's not watchable crap. It's just regular crap. It's not good. The only reason that you can possibly sit through it, if you were a guy, you know, Mila Jovovich looks really good in it. And I don't even like to rate that as like a movie rating, to be honest with you. But when there's nothing else that is like redeeming about it, that says a lot about the movie. All the acting, except for William Fichtner, is horrible. They're all like just very bland, terrible. Some of them have accents. Some of them don't. You don't know where you are in the world. Like there's no, and there's so many stupid choices. Like the building where like, it's like the Ministry of whatever, it's in the shape of like the biohazard sign. Like, why would you build it that? Like, why would you make it a biohazard sign? It's very weird. And I think the director thought all these ideas were cool when he was making the movie. He was like, this is really cool. And none of them are cool. They're all horrible, except for the flaming swords. That was pretty cool. But
I thought that was cool. I thought the building shape as the biohazard was cool. The only problem is that because Resident Evil's biohazard, I was just like, yeah, this is not. It's a stupid choice.
It would have been cool if it was like a center where they work on biological weapons, but it's supposed to be the opposite, pretty much. Yeah. Not a doctor's, but imagine if they made the hospital and the hospital was like in the shape of a bomb or something. It's like, that's not, you don't want to.
Yeah. No, I get what you mean though. Yeah.
It was weird. And plus it looked like it looked like PS3. So yeah, very rough movie to get through. Very horrible. I also gave it a one. I do not like. Well, your total is a five, correct?
Yeah, it's a first. I don't think this got to be the first five. We didn't give Rollerball a five. We did not give a Rollerball a five.
Did you give a? Didn't we give a? Bangkok Dangerous didn't get a five.
No.
Oh, Dragon Ball. I gave Dragon Ball a five. I don't know. I think you might have given it a five too.
I think maybe I did. Yeah. So those two are back to back.
Assassins for me.
But I don't know why you gave Assassins a five. I mean, you know what? Assassins is way better.
I'm gonna have to do a revisit of Assassins now because I hated it. But now looking at these movies, it can't be as bad as these.
You know, so we should do a month.
Where we rewatch ones we already did.
We pick movies that we think that was super bad.
Yeah.
And we give it one more, like a lifeline. A redemption show.
And so we got one that I hated and one that you hated.
Yeah. That week we do a one and one that we thought.
This might be in 3 years a redemption show because I gave this a six. So it's also very, very low. Very horrible. Okay. Now, coming next week, we got a couple of bangers. Batman Forever. So movie I haven't seen in a while, but
yeah.
I have a fondness for. So we'll see if that holds up because it's been a minute since I've seen it. And then, Alex, we're finally wrapping up horrible movie month.
Dang God.
You know, when I read these, when we go to the next movie, I like to give you the title. And for this month only, I read the synopsis to see maybe this movie's good or not. So our next movie is going to be, and good luck finding it, Ballistic X versus Sever. That is the movie. Now, luckily for me, I will be picking this up at my bookstore. They have a copy there, one copy on DVD. Other than that, you could probably find it somewhere. But anyway, let's read this synopsis. Okay, haunted by the mysterious death of his wife, Jeremiah X, played by Antonio Banderas, has become a recluse, but the former FBI manhunter is blackmailed back into service to track down an unstoppable ex-DIA operative, codenamed Sever, played by Lucy Liu, who has kidnapped the young son of the head of secret committee of international security agencies. Okay, sounds like the most generic kind of action movie. And this was directed by, well, it has a long name, but in the credits, it just is Chaos. K-A-O-S, directed by Chaos. I'll save the Rotten Tomato score for next week because it's very interesting. But yeah, that's our next movie. So I saw this at the theater with my grandma when I was younger. Let's see, it came out in 2002. So I was 15. Yeah, I saw this at the theater. I don't remember it at all. I have no idea what happened. So that's our movies for next week.
I got to figure out where to find it. I'll figure it out. But it's not digital. I don't think they
get one of those Chinese bootlegs that you have of Zorro the Gay Blade and see what you get. See if they got one.
Oh my God. Look, other than that, guys, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram and Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video version of the podcast. Of course, you can follow us on our Instagram page at Action Movie Guys Podcast. You can follow us there. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.